Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with a gentle breeze in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a lovely day to be outside. In Haifa, expect mild weather, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed an armed Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon after a manhunt. This comes as Lebanon's president defends a deal with Israel, urging the U.S. to support peace efforts. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that Israel is quietly reducing Hamas-controlled territory. This undeclared policy includes targeting those involved in recent attacks. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority states it is not prepared to govern Gaza. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights that a Jerusalem cafe will remain open on Shabbat despite protests from ultra-Orthodox groups. The cafe has been noted for its unique atmosphere and specialty offerings. Separately, JNS reports a Jewish man in Toronto was attacked by an individual claiming to be Houthi. The attacker accused Jews of committing genocide during the assault. And finally, Axios has an exclusive. Former President Trump has suggested Netanyahu knows who the boss is ahead of a potential White House visit next week. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reports just minutes ago that a secret underground nuclear site in Iran is expanding. New satellite images show activity at the site, which inspectors have been unable to visit. Middle East 24 reveals that Hamas has rejected a U.S. ultimatum to disarm. The group insists it will not surrender its weapons, even if it means Gaza's reconstruction is delayed. Al Arabiya English shared that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun is calling on the U.S. to support Lebanon following a framework deal with Israel. This deal aims to end hostilities with Hezbollah. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's operation against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon comes amid heightened tensions along the border. Lebanon's President Aoun has urged the U.S. to support efforts to stabilize the region. This move could signal a shift towards more diplomacy in the region. Turning to the developments in Gaza, Israel Hayom details that Israel is strategically reducing Hamas's control. This could change the dynamics in Gaza if the Palestinian Authority takes a larger role. However, the PA's hesitance to govern complicates the situation further. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post story on Cafe Basimta highlights the tensions between secular and religious communities in Jerusalem. The cafe's decision to stay open on Shabbat could set a precedent for other businesses in the area. In a related development, the attack on a Jewish man in Toronto, reported by JNS, underscores the global rise in anti-Semitic incidents. Such acts highlight the need for increased security and awareness for Jewish communities worldwide. And finally, Axios's exclusive on Trump and Netanyahu suggests a complex relationship between the two leaders. A meeting at the White House could influence future U.S.-Israel diplomatic strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business tested the Narwhal Flow 2 robotic vacuum, praising its performance. The report also highlights new beauty products, including Bobbi Brown's cream blush. Separately, CTech covers Tom Livney's departure from Verbit. Livney attributes the company's decline from a $2 billion valuation to AI challenges and the board's decisions. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli tech employees are now the most expensive in the world. The strengthening shekel has contributed to this surge in costs, impacting the tech industry's global competitiveness. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.